Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and today I have Patrick Thompson with Pest Management, Inc. Today, PMI, is what we call it for short, in the Sand Hills. Thank you, Patrick, for joining me.
You're welcome. I'm excited about being here. This is my first podcast, so this
Yay.
Will be exciting for me.
Good. All right. Okay. So when I start these kinds of things, I kind of want to talk about when people are selling their houses. You sometimes have to leave at the most inopportune time, and such as like lunch or dinner, and when you have a showing. So what is one of your favorite restaurants that you like to go to or have been to that maybe people haven't thought about or can kind of get away there for a little bit while their house is being shown?
I personally love the Pinehurst Villager Deli. It's located right in the heart of the village. It gives you a great introduction to both the feel for the small town of Pinehurst, and it just gives you a great opportunity to meet some people because you can sit outside and they've got seats close together. So I've always been a huge fan of the Villager Deli, and I love their staff.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay. So tell me about what does PMI do or does that you don't do to kind of explain to people so they know what kind of business you have.
So we are a professional pest management company. We take care of all types of insects, rodents, wildlife, everything from your small mosquitoes to your large raccoons. And we like to diagnose problems and give people the best answers for their problems and issues that they may arise in their homes. There was a time when pest management professionals were what we like to call spray jockeys.
They just
go out and spray
yeah.
and kill everything around. Now we actually go in, we do thorough inspections.
Mm-hmm.
We use products that are highly specialized to take care of, to diagnose the problem you have. You know, for instance, if you've got ants, you know, we may use a little bit of bait in a little spot in your kitchen, and that'll take out an entire ant colony.
Wow, okay.
So we've come a long way in the pest control industry as far as, I think we had a bad rep for a long time with the too much use of chemicals
right.
to get rid of problems.
Right.
And now we've really come a long way, and with the help of science and advances, we've been able to take care of problems and make more of a better name for ourselves as an industry.
Okay, great. And I know you guys have helped me. I mean, we had some bees in our house it was a brand new house, and you guys came over and just kind of, it was scary at first. We're like, wait, there's more than one bee in there? What are you talking about? There's a whole colony in there? Oh my gosh. I felt so bad for Jason when he came over. I'm like, okay, put your bug bomb in there, whatever you need to do to get them out, and then just run because they were coming out. And oh my gosh, I felt... Oh, yeah, that was a big deal, but thank you so much for getting rid of that.
Absolutely, yeah, that's what we do every
yeah,
day.
Right, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you like about your job? Is there anything in particular?
Well, to kind of piggyback off of what you were just saying, you know, every day we're going into someone's house and they have some issue or some bug or some rodent that's making them uncomfortable.
Right.
And to them, it seems like this impossible fix. What am I going to do? You know,
right.
this is interrupting their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have bed bugs, they're not sleeping at night. And we come in and we help people.
Right.
You know, we can take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And our guys are very good at explaining what we're going to do and just kind of making that homeowner feel at ease. And just that knowing that we go out and do work for the betterment of people's homes and protecting their most valuable asset, that gives me a smile on my face every day. And another great thing about it is each day is different.
Yes.
And I'm never going to see the same scenario twice in a day. You know,
right.
I may have a mosquito customer at 8, and then at 9:30 I've got somebody who's got a family of raccoons in their attic.
So it keeps
you guessing.
Right.
It keeps you always learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly evolving, constantly taking new courses and getting new accreditations to separate myself from the others around and just to do my job to the best of my ability.
Right. Great. Okay. Is there anything I should have asked but didn't? I mean, is there something that we could have covered?
Well, you asked what we don't do.
Okay.
We try to get our hands in everything. If
it's
pest or bug related, even if it's something new to us, we're going to try it out. We're going to see what we can do to fix it. We're members of different associations through the pest control industry, both on a national level and on a regional level. And so I've got people I can pick the brains of that are in my position in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
You know, they may be seeing a species of ant now in North Carolina that we haven't seen until recently. Mm-hmm. And I can call somebody down in Florida and they've been dealing with it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they can give me the best methods to attack it.
Oh, great.
Or even take it a step further, we could have them come up and help us out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got entomologists through the National Pest Management Association that mm-hmm. are at the drop of a dime. I could call any one of them.
Nice.
And they can help me with any problems and with the use of FaceTime and different
right.
methods of technology. It's so much. It makes life a lot easier.
Yes, definitely.
So,
oh, my gosh.
We're here. We're local. We're here to stay.
Great.
And we'd love to help anyone out with their issues.
Okay.
Advice is always free. Give me a call. Call the office.
Mm-hmm.
We're always willing to give out free advice. So even if you don't want us to come out, if you don't want to pay to have us come out, if you just have a question, we're always willing to answer. We want to help everyone.
Great. Okay. And I know when we had a new house, we didn't think we'd have any pests because it's a brand new house. You know, everything's been cleared, you know, no big deal. But, man, I didn't know that. Once you clear it, then the animals that you moved out of the area want to move back in. And we had you guys come over and come spray every quarter now just because of that. We had ants coming in. We're like, where did these come from? And you guys found it and got it taken care of. So thank you so much.
It's funny. Anytime you have a new renovation or a brand new house going up, you're disrupting that earth. You're disrupting that habitat. So either they scatter to the neighbors or they wait to come back in and there's a new structure.
Right. There's a new home to move into, right? Okay, thank you, Patrick. Now, how can people get in touch with you if they need to call you?
You can email me at patrickt@pestmgt.com. You can call our office, 910-215-9700. If you call the office, if you really want to talk to me, tell them, you know Patrick, and they'll give you my cell phone number.
Awesome.
And I'll take anybody's phone call.
Great. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. Have a great day.
I appreciate it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.